Good morning. Welcome to Know Him for Yourself, a 21-day devotional journey. I am Marquise King, and today we'll begin with something foundational. God is holy. Holiness can sound so intimidating, but I want to invite you to see it as something life-giving, not scary. Let's take a breath together and invite God into this space. Isaiah 6:3 says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." Think about the word holy. What comes to mind? For a lot of us, maybe it feels out of reach, like something only reserved for God or for perfect people. But holiness isn't just about rule keeping. It's about God being different, set apart from everything else. Let me put it this way. Have you ever been in a moment where you were so overwhelmed by beauty, by something so powerful, that it silenced you? Maybe it was standing at the edge of the ocean, or looking at the stars on a clear night, or holding a newborn baby in your arms for the first time. You didn't have the words, just awe. That is a glimpse of God's holiness. It's not meant to make us feel small in a bad way. It is meant to remind us that the God we serve is unlike anything else. And here's the crazy part. This holy God, set apart, perfect, all-powerful, actually chooses to come close to us. And that is a fact that still blows my mind. Because if I'm honest, there are days I don't even want to be close to God. Days when I mess up, days when I let my doubts win, days when I don't feel like I measure up, yet God says, "I still choose you." So holiness isn't about running from God in fear. It is about leaning into Him with awe that changes us all. It reshapes how we see ourselves, how we treat ourselves, and how we walk through life. So let us all pray together. God, sometimes I forget who you are. I make you too small in my mind. I get caught up in my worries, in my failures, and I shrink you down to the size of my problems. But you're not like me. You're holy. You're bigger than my doubts. You're bigger than my mistakes, and you're bigger than the things that scare me. And yet, you don't use that holiness to push me away. You use it to invite me closer. So Lord, today I need you to remind me of your greatness. But not just so I feel awe. I need to feel safe in it. Show me that your holiness isn't something that excludes me. It is something that covers me. Thank you for choosing to love me even when I don't feel worthy. Teach me to carry the awareness of who you are into every decision, every conversation, and every moment of today. Amen. Before we close, I want you to take a little time with God today. Maybe grab your journal if you can now, or type it in your notes on an electronic device. But the things I want to ask are, where in my life do I feel unworthy? And how might God's holiness meet me there? What part of my daily life could reflect God's holiness more clearly? And lastly, if I truly believe God is holy and close, how would that change the way that I walk into today? Take a few minutes after this episode or now or any time throughout the day to just sit and reflect on those questions. Don't rush past them. Walk through them. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me today. Remember, God's holiness isn't something to be afraid of. It's something that draws us in. And tomorrow, we'll explore a truth that makes all the difference, that God is love. I can't wait to share that moment with you all tomorrow. In the meantime, remember, God is holy, and have a phenomenal day.